This is Brother Michael Diamond here with Brother Peter Diamond. As most of you know, the decision was rendered in the Michael Brown shooting, and we have rioting going on now. We have people with no morals that are burning down buildings, looting. The police had weeks to prepare for this. Based upon the footage that we've seen, they've done nothing to stop these guys from looting, burning up police cars and other cars, so it's really a mess.
And there are really two aspects to this outrage. Obviously, the evidence that's been released shows that it was absolutely just to not indict the officer. It's a fact that this Mike Brown had committed a felony earlier in the day. He committed a strong-arm robbery, stole things, and then numerous witnesses reported that he was moving toward the officer when the officer fired the final shots, and those witnesses were African Americans. It's also a fact that Mike Brown's blood was on the officer's weapon, his shirt, his pants. There was an altercation, so there's just a mountain of evidence indicating that he was probably, if not definitely, justified, and therefore it was reasonable to not charge him. So the people who are protesting this and rioting and looting about it, they're just liars. They're fools. They hate the truth.
They commit mortal sin.
They don't care at all about the facts. It's just a total outrage. And they're just racists. Racism is a sin. All men are from Adam and Eve. Racism is illogical and stupid. The differences in skin color are the result of isolation of populations. So there is no justification or reason to be racist.
And if he were black, would they be doing this? I don't believe so. They don't care about the truth. They don't even care about the facts in the case. And that's why some of them apparently said to one woman, we wanted him indicted on something. If the facts didn't show that he should have been indicted, you still want him to be indicted because he was a white guy that killed a black guy? That's racist. And so anyone who protests across the country, this is outrageous. There are protests going on all over the country, both black and white protesters. To me, they all commit mortal sin.
Even the peaceful protesters.
Even the peaceful protesters, because they don't care about the truth. They don't care about all the evidence that's available that we have shows that this was a guy that really was probably in fear for his life. A guy running at him. He tried to disarm him. On the other hand, also, they had weeks to prepare for this. They knew this was coming. We have hundreds of, like, Homeland Security vehicles. Where is, quote, Homeland Security? Where are the police stopping the looting and the burning down of buildings and cars? Why are there not police officers and police cars accompanying the fire trucks to put out these fires? I didn't see that at all. They only protected the firehouse and the police station, it seemed. And it didn't seem like they were stopping anything else that was going on. If they don't do something tomorrow, it's just going to get worse. They're going to torch everything.
There are two aspects to this outrage. The fact that these people are even upset and protesting this just decision. But also the fact that the police are just standing there as businesses are being burned around the corner. But they're arrayed in full force in front of the police station. They definitely want to protect the police station, but as far as the businesses, no. And as you were saying, they had months to prepare for this. The National Guard was supposedly deployed or at the ready, does nothing.
The governor declares a state of emergency. I mean, come on, where is the technology and all the forces out there to stop this?
And they called the fire department to stop the burning at one building. They began to fight the fire, but shots were fired, apparently, at the firefighters, and they pulled out. Well, why weren't the police there to protect the firefighters? These things were occurring right around the corner, or not very far away from where the police were arrayed in full force and riot gear and with all of their armaments. It's an outrage that they're not protecting the business.
And it was revealing that a police officer said that we were able to escape without having any lives lost among the police and among the civilians. So it seemed that he was mainly preoccupied with making sure that the officers were not injured or killed. It doesn't matter if the whole city is burning up and burning down. As long as we don't have any police officers that are injured or shot at, That's all that matters. And the bottom line is that if you're going to become a police officer or something like that, I'm sorry, you have to try to protect the community and the people in these businesses. You cannot let these people just go and burn everything down.
With regard to what you're saying, it was St. Louis Police Chief John Belmar, I believe. He was giving a press conference, and he was explaining how this night was worse than the worst night in August. But he's saying, on the other hand, we didn't lose any lives. No police officers were killed. No citizens were killed. And you could see that what he was mainly concerned about was whether the police officers were injured. That is their focus. No, they have a job to do, and they have a duty to protect the businesses in the area. And as you were saying, even if that means that you put yourself in harm's way, that's what you have to do, especially in a situation like this. And they're not doing anything. But if they were trying to impose a vaccine on businesses, they'd probably be there in full force.
Yeah, or if they're trying to take away everyone's right to own a firearm, they'd probably be going house to house and have SWAT teams. But this is really a sad picture of the whole situation. When you see people with no morals whatsoever,
no charity.
All they care about is themselves. They don't care about that these other people, they own property. They may not be racist themselves. They don't care. They're just going to burn down their property because they think it's funny. They enjoy it. They think this is justice. Like this chant, no justice, no peace.
It's just
what does that mean? That means basically that they're going to commit violence.
And also it means that if you don't allow the young black man to kill you,
your whole city deserves to be burned down.
Or if you're not in favor of allowing this young man to kill the police officer, your place is going to be looted or burned. And it really shows you why so many people go to hell, why they're not interested in the true faith and spiritual issues, because they're just liars. They're just utter liars. And as we pointed out in a previous video, we don't think it's just a coincidence that this happened in Ferguson, Missouri. We believe there is a connection to the area's selection of the first openly homosexual NFL player. It's not that that was the only reason for this. It's rather that God is going to punish this country for its immorality, for its acceptance of homosexuality, and for other things. And so he can choose where he wants to allow it to begin or be focused. It's also very interesting that the protests started to really pick up right as Obama began to address the nation. And CNN pointed out that right as Obama said, "Don't throw bottles," a protester threw a bottle, as if it were on cue.
The tear gas came from all directions. They had the whole street tear gassed, and it overcame.
I'm glad you guys have water. And again, we have our sappers, our security people here, hit by tear gas as well. You can see if you can come in. What's your name?
Tim.
Tim has been hit by tear gas. And again, as the president was speaking, I was here with Van Jones. Van Jones and I standing here listening to the president. The president said, none of that's going to be accomplished by throwing bottles and almost on cue.
Well, a bottle went over there.
And I don't think that's just a coincidence, because just a few days ago, Obama committed the most blatant violation of the Constitution that any alleged president in U.S. history ever has, which essentially nullified the authority of the Congress. And thus, it's basically poetic justice that right after the alleged president of the country openly flouts the country's laws and demonstrates a complete disregard for the law, that God would allow the country to see an explosion of lawless activity, chaos, and anarchy. It's not just a coincidence, in my opinion. Since the country is allowing the purported leader of the country to get away with that kind of lawlessness, because they're not demanding action, God will allow law and order to be disregarded elsewhere in a profound way.
So we have a society that is almost completely perverted and immoral, and almost no one is of the truth. Most people only care about themselves. And when there is such bad will, this is what occurs.